An example. We all like examples to look at, to set our pathway, to set our way of thinking, our way of living, our way of doing things. We all like that very much. Now, what is your pathway? What example do you have when you look at life to see who and what you are? What example do you have when you look at the world to see what's going on in your life? What example do you have in your experience when you say, I want to be perfect in every way? Let's look at our pet. When you look at your pet, what do you see? You see a perfect puppy dog, a perfect kitty cat, a perfect pet of any kind. And as the pet gets older, it stays perfect. And you keep saying, my pet is perfect. I have the perfect pet. My pet lives in its ideal spirit, mind, and body. My pet is fantastic. My pet is wonderful. My pet is glorious. My pet is beautiful. My pet is just what I want. And I look at my pet. So as I look at my pet, I see the ideal pet. I see the ideal dog or cat. Say I'm looking at my cat, and I have lots of cats around here, and I'm looking at the cat, and I'm saying to myself, I have the ideal cat. Now, what do I see when I look at my cat? Well, my cat, the one that I have at my hermitage here, is a black cat. Beautiful black cat. You touch its fur is like touching the tips of a feather. So gentle, so wonderful, so fantastic. And all the time. And then my cat will go and roll in the dust. It'll go roll in the decomposed gravel, the DG, and it'll just spill up a storm of dust while it's rolling in there, and just rolling in there. Well, it's fantastic. Then it goes and plays. It jumps on top of the house, and it jumps down on top of the rocks. It jumps everywhere. It lands always perfectly. It has its springboards for landing beautifully and wonderfully and magnificently. And everything it does is perfect. It eats food very carefully, very delicately, and it knows exactly what it's doing, and it knows exactly how it's doing. My cat is perfect in every way. My cat only knows how to be perfect because it is a perfect cat. Now, do I find this hard to accept? Do I find this hard to believe that my cat can be a perfect cat, or that cats can be perfect? Do I find that difficult to believe, difficult to understand? Well, no. It's just the way it is. And cats are like that. And what do I say about my cat? He has 9 lives. Why do I say he has 9 lives? Because I say he has 9 lives because he just goes through all of his glorious experiences, jumping from great heights and being chased and doing all sorts of things, and he always comes out on top. He always lands on all four. He's always a perfect cat. Just a glorious, wonderful, fantastic cat. And I see him that way, and it's not difficult to see him that way. Even when he goes through some very trying experiences, he comes out looking just glorious. He shakes himself, and all the dust flies away, and he is back to his beautiful, glorious coat. Wonderful in every respect. The ideal cat, the perfect cat. His eyes can see so perfectly in all kinds of in all kinds of light, when the darkness or in the bright sun, he sees perfectly. My cat is so fantastic. Why do people love cats? Well, one of the things you love about the cat, though you don't say it, is you love the cat's independence. The cat does its own thing at all times, always being itself and always being happy. We could do that. We could be that independent. We could be like our cat, an independent cat. Yes, we could. Taking the love we want when we want it, taking the joy we want when we want it, giving the love when we want, rubbing against someone's leg when we want a little attention, and then disappearing or letting someone touch us, allowing someone to touch us. Oh my, these cats are so persnickety, but so wonderful because they're perfect. And look at your dog. Look at how wonderful your dog is. Look at how your dog goes dashing through the trees, through the bushes, and how he goes through the briar patch and he never picks up anything. He comes out fantastic. Now, you, if there's a pricker around, you stick your foot in it. Why? Because that's your nature. A dog's nature is not to do that. A dog's nature is to run through the forest and through the woods and jump and call out and bark and be happy as can be, because that's his nature. But that's the dog. How easy it is. How easy it is to see your pet so perfect. How easy it is to pet your pet. And even if there's any stickers in their fur, you just go along it and it just disappears under your fingertips. Because you see your dog whole and perfect. You see your cat whole and perfect. You see all animals that you call your pet whole and perfect. You see them whole and perfect because they are whole and perfect. They are beautiful. And that's your choice. That's what you look at. That's your example. Now, how easy it is to see yourself perfect. Can you see yourself perfect? Can you see yourself, the ideal you, perfect in every beautiful way, shape, and form? Can you see yourself that way? It's only a matter of, this is the way your cat is. Your cat is fantastic. Your cat is glorious. Your cat is whole and perfect. Your cat is so beautiful, so colorful, so well designed. And you look at your dog, you say, what a wonderful dog. What a snuggly dog. What a cuddly dog. The dog wants to be loved. He wants to stay in your lap. The cat wants to come for whatever cuddling it wants, and then it goes. Now, both are wonderful. We want both types of pets because we want both type of experience as an example in our life. It's an example to us of who we are and how we are and what's going on in our world. It's an example to us of all the beautiful things that are ours to know and to be. All the beautiful things that's ours to understand. It's all the beautiful things that we are. Yes. And that's why having a cat or having a dog or having a pet is a good example to see our perfect self. And we see our perfect self, and we know our perfect self, and we delight in our perfect self, because that's all that matters. Because that's all that matters. Today, set a course for yourself of living with your perfect pet. Living with your perfect cat, your perfect dog. Living with that perfect object that you dearly love. Oh yes, some people have a pet stone. Some people have a pet place. They look at their country home, or they look at their city home, they look at their apartment, they look at their house, and they say, oh, my beautiful house. And they see it wonderful, and they see it glorious. Oh, it may need paint, or it may need some attention, but they look right past that, and they see how wonderful it is, how fantastic it is, how glorious it is. And it is so. It is so, because that is all that matters. That is all that matters, is how we see it. What example do you have for anything good in your life? You look at your pet, you see your pet perfect, you see your cat perfect, you see your dog perfect, you see your monkey perfect, you see your child. A child is a pet? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. They say the teacher has a pet. What kind of pet does a teacher have? A teacher has a pet of every student that delights in learning, that delights in being a student. A father has a perfect son, every son who delights in being his father's son, his mother's daughter, his mother's son. It doesn't really matter, because we look at our pet and we see the perfect cat, the perfect dog. We see how easy it is to see ourselves perfect, because we are perfect. as we see ourselves. And as we meditate upon what we see, then we are what we meditate on. This day I meditate on my perfect pet, my perfect self, my perfect being. Just as my cat is perfect and my dog is perfect and anyone in my world are perfect, my pets, so I am perfect. And I am the happiest, perfect guy in the entire universe, because that's my reality. I love you. I love you. I love you.